couple of weeks ago, it was Etch-a-Sketch. Well, a recent comment by a Democratic strategist, Hillary Rosen, has breathed new life into an old debate on something else. Earlier this week, Rosen said Mitt Romney's wife, Ann, had, quote, never worked a day in her life. And now the battle between stay-at-home moms and women in the workforce has taken center stage in the presidential campaign. Now, President Obama has since stuck up for Ann Romney, telling an Ohio TV station Rosen's comments were wrong. Rosen has apologized for what she says were poorly chosen words.
Joining us now live, Gwen Ifill, moderator of Washington Week. Hello, Gwen.
Howdy.
So you probably heard Hillary Rosen just canceled her Sunday Meet the Press appearance.
Yeah, she decided she would be a stay-at-home mom this weekend, which seems like a wise thing to do. You know, I was standing in the room 20 years ago this spring when Hillary Clinton, at the Busy Bee Diner in Chicago, said that she would, you know, could have stayed home and baked cookies and had teas, but she chose to pursue a career. And I remember at the time I was working for the New York Times thinking that wasn't that big a deal, and I was completely wrong, because it's one of those issues which never goes away as long as women keep having children and women keep working, or even if they don't work outside the home. It's a great source of great sensitivity, both for the women who choose to work outside the home and the women who choose to stay at home. So Hillary Rosen, who must know that perfectly well, since she herself is a mother, stumbled right into that in the effort to make a larger point, which got completely lost because she also stumbled into a fierce fight that has sprung up between both campaigns for these women voters. There's a 19-point gap in the number of women who say they would rather vote for President Obama. So there's a huge gender gap between Obama and Romney, but there's a huge marriage gap. Married women are much more likely to vote for Mitt Romney. So this is where the fight is, and that's what the fight's really about. It's not about mommy wars or whether people really think that the other person believes this. It's about taking advantage of a moment and trying to lay the groundwork for what is now going to be a very extended and despite what it looks like, very substantive general election campaign.
Well, let's talk about the other big event in the race this week, and that was Rick Santorum dropping out. What are you hearing about his exit and how this will affect things the rest of the way?
You know, these weeks go on so long, it feels like that happened weeks ago, doesn't it?
Really?
Maybe it's because it was such a slow-motion dropout. I think Rick Santorum had run out of money. He had run out of a path. A new poll came out right after he dropped out saying that he was trailing behind Mitt Romney in his home state of Pennsylvania, and the choice he had to make was whether he stayed and humiliated himself in his home state, a state, by the way, he lost by 16 points in 2006 when he ran for re-election to his Senate seat, or whether he gets out now and still has some sort of a reputation that he can use for leverage, either for a speaking spot at the convention or perhaps a role with the Romney campaign or the Romney presidency. So it's kind of, we saw it coming, but the only question was, how was he going to do it?
Well, he did it. Thank you, Gwen.
Take care.
You too. That's Washington Week with Gwen Ifill, a national journal. It airs tonight at 8 on TV 26.